started. Member Swenson may join us, but as for right now, he's not on, but I have Director Tobin here, so we will go ahead. So first, just thank you for taking the time. If there are members of the public, which I see at least Deanna is on the line, if you would like to register for a public comment, please send an email to goe@az.gov with the subject line Credit Enhancement Program Public Comment and include your full name. And that way, when we get to the public comment section, we can call on you. I just want to acknowledge that the board meeting, did someone just join?
Yeah, this is Mark. I'm able to phone in.
Hi, Member Swenson. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
So the October 9th, 2020 meeting minutes are available via audio on the Credit Enhancement website. So please feel free to check those out if you're interested in the October 9th meeting. For today, we have discussion and possible action related to the reimbursement agreement reporting requirement, FY 2020 and thereafter annual audited financial statements, and a potential extension. So can I ask staff to do an overview, please, of this issue?
Sure, but can you actually take attendance real quick just so we make sure we're in compliance with all of our statutory requirements for public meeting?
Thanks, Sarah. I'm out of practice. can you take attendance, please, Sarah?
Yes, I can. Chairwoman Conger.
Present.
Member Swenson.
Present.
Member Tobin.
Here.
Okay, we have quorum. Alec, if you could advance to the slide, I believe 4 is the beginning of the presentation. Okay, great. Madam Chair and members, statute requires that school districts and charter schools have annual audits of their financial statements. As you know, all program participants in the Credit Enhancement Program are currently charter schools, and the Arizona State Board for Charter Schools does provide guidance to charter schools related to submission of their audited financial statements, and that includes providing copies to the board and also submission deadlines. In a typical year, the statements must be submitted to the charter board by November 15th, and extensions can be made for entities that are subject to a single audit, and that deadline is March 31st. The board this year voted in their August meeting to push the deadline for fiscal year 2020 audited statements from November 15th, to December 11th, just due to the impact of COVID-19. But the single audit extension deadline of March 31st remains the same. However, both of these December and March extensions are at odds with the terms of the reimbursement agreements between the board and program participants, also referred to as the borrower. Next slide, please. So we learned about this discrepancy in November after one of the participants contacted staff asking for an extension in line with the December extension that the charter board provided. And after consulting with the board's counsel, staff determined at counsel's recommendation that a board meeting was required and a vote to approve any amendments to the reimbursement agreements that address those reporting requirement deadlines, should the board choose to approve extensions for submitting audited financial statements to the Credit Enhancement Board. Currently, we're aware of 3 participants that are subject to a single audit that the Charter Board has provided approval to submit their fiscal 2020 audits by the March 31st deadline. And it's likely that these 3 participants will continue being subject to a single audit in the future. And as such, we, at the council's recommendation, believe preparing potential amendments for your consideration to address these deadline extensions would be prudent. Next slide. So there are 2 choices of action for board members. We can either vote to approve for staff and the board's counsel to prepare and process amendments as described in the prior slides, or the board can choose not to process amendments. Are there any questions for staff or council?
Any questions? No. Any comments from Director Tobin or Mr. Swenson?
Mark, you have anything? This is Andy. I don't have anything, Gretchen. I'm okay.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
No questions.
Perfect. I just want to make a quick comment before I ask for a motion. Obviously, COVID-19 has done has thrown everybody for a big giant loop, and for every possible way that we can provide flexibility where flexibility is needed. I think it's really important. This is, to me, a really simple, really straightforward option for us to pursue. It makes sense and aligns with what the Charter Board has done for these borrowers. And so I just wanted to make the comment that from a COVID-19 management perspective, this is what we're doing across state government, what we can to provide the flexibility where needed. So with that, I will take a motion on this item.
Madam Chairwoman, I move that the board approve motion to approve board staff and the board's council to prepare the amendments to reimbursement agreements consistent with the foregoing, to extend the reporting deadline for submission of annual audited financial statements for program participants subject to single audits to no later than March 31st following the end of fiscal year 2020 and each fiscal year thereafter for the related program participants. If such program participants have received an extension to the applicable date from the Charter Board for the applicable fiscal year and for such amendments to be executed by the governor's designee.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Perfect. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? With that, the motion carries. Thank you for that. And then our final item is a call to the public. Staff, have we received any emails requesting to speak?
I have not seen anything come through the inbox yet, but if there's anyone on the line that submitted something, please let us know.
Maybe they can raise their hand using the raise your hand function. Alec, you don't have anyone, do you?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Motion adjourned, Madam Chairwoman.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Perfect. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye.